So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Nachri shehid legesaner. The Mishnah teaches that if a non-Jew does a malacha for himself on Shabbos, mishtamash lo'ori Yisrael, a Jew may benefit from that malacha. As Rashi explains, the Nachri letzarchi hidlik, since he did the malacha for his own benefit, but if the non-Jew did it for a Jew, the Jew may not benefit from it. The Mishnah gives three examples of malachas that we may benefit from if he does it for himself, but not if he does it for us, which was just mentioned. Nachri shehidlik saner, when a non-Jew lights a candle. Mili ma'im lahashkis behemtoi. He draws water from a well for the Nachri's own animal. Asa Nachri kevesh leiridboi. He made a ramp to disembark from his ship, just like Gamliel and the Zakenim once did. The Gemara begins by explaining why the Mishnah needed to give us three examples of the same halacha. The example of the non-Jew lighting a candle for himself teaches that ner le'echad ner le'meya. The same candle that provides light for one person can provide light for many people, whereas the second case teaches when the non-Jew draws water from a well for his own benefit, we are not concerned that he might draw a higher volume of water to provide for the Jew. The third example of the ramp, on the other hand, is only mentioned to introduce the story of Gamliel and the Zakenim. Tanrabon. The Braisa teaches that a Jew can only benefit from malacha done by a non-Jew if the non-Jew does not know the Jew. The Gemara asks, how was Gamliel allowed to benefit from the plank that the non-Jew made if the non-Jew must have known him from their boat trip together? The Gemara gives two answers. Amar Baya, Shalei Befanav Hava. Since the non-Jew made the ramp when Gamliel wasn't there, he had no intention of benefiting Gamliel. Rav Amar, Nele Echad Ner Lemea. Since the same ramp that the non-Jew made for himself could be used by the Jew without any extra exertion on the non-Jew's part, it is permissible to use it. A Mishnah Machshirin teaches that if a bathhouse was heated on Shabbos by non-Jews in a town where the majority of the population is Jewish, not only may a Jew not benefit from it on Shabbos, but even after Shabbos he would need to wait the amount of time that it takes to heat up the bath before he may use it. The Gemara explains that this is so because since when the water is heated, the bathhouse worker have in mind to do the malacha for the majority of the population. The same is also true for a candle lit at a large gathering of people. Hanulach kol kisve. The first Mishnah in the 17th parak teaches two halachas. Kol ha-keil mitolim b'Shabbos, v'dal sasei nimon. A person may move keilim on Shabbos along with the doors that had fallen off of the keilim, even if they fell off before Shabbos. The Mishnah then gives a long list of kelim shemalachten le'isr, various utensils that are muktzah, since they are normally used to do a forbidden malacha, which may be moved le'tzerech gufay if one decides to use them for activities that are permissible on Shabbos. The list includes moving a hammer to crack nuts, a hatchet to cut pressed figs, a sewing needle to remove a splinter, among several other examples. Since the Mishnah spoke about the doors of kelim, the Gemara begins by quoting a braisa that discusses whether attaching and detaching doors is a violation of the melacha of Baina. The Braisa teaches, Delas shal sheda v'shal teva v'shal migdal, noitlin av lemachzir. We may remove the doors of different closets on Shabbos, but we may not reattach them. The Gemara asks that if ain't stira b'kelim, there is no violation of disassembling a kli by removing its door, now why would we hold yesh binyan b'kelim, that there is a violation of binyan in attaching the door to the kli? The Gemara gives two answers. Amar Abaya, lo'ilim kisava yesh binyan b'kelim v'yesh stira b'kelim. There is indeed a violation in both assembling and disassembling utensils. When the Braisa said neitlin, it didn't mean that one may remove the door, just that if it were removed, one may not put it back on. Amar Rava, ksaver ein binyan b'kelim v'ein stira b'kelim. Ugzeira shema yitka. Really, there is no violation of binyan or stira in building or disassembling utensils. The only reason we aren't permitted to attach the doors is that we are afraid shema yitka. Somebody will wedge it in well in a permanent way in violation of makam epatish, putting the finishing touches on something. The Gemara returns to discuss the second part of our Mishnah. Noitel odim karnis, that one may use a hammer to open nuts, even though a hammer is considered a kli shemalacht le'isr, a utensil whose primary use is forbidden and is muktzah on Shabbos. Nevertheless, since it is used le'tzerach gufay, it is now used for a permissible act, is not to be considered muktzah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Kurnel shel agoizen. Rabbi Yehuda, however, holds that our mission is referring only to a kli shemalachta leheter, such as a nutcracker to crack open nuts, but not a regular or blacksmith's hammer. Because as the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a kli shemalachta leister, even a tzerech gufa, would be aser. However, Rabbi holds that if you look through all the cases in the Mishnah, it can only be referring to kli shemalachta leister. Therefore, Rava holds that the Mishnah does indeed hold that Kli Shemlach L'Ister may be used on Shabbos L'Tzarech Gufoy for a permissible act.